There is only one country that attacked the U.S. and never got hit back. An American Navy ship was near Egypt during a war in 1967. Fighter jets from a friendly country flew over the ship. They didn't do anything, just passed by. But a few hours later, those same jets started attacking the ship. They fired rockets, bullets, and even dropped torpedoes. The ship's antennas were gone. The flag was shot down. The ship couldn't even call for help. By the end, 34 Americans were dead. 171 were hurt. The U.S. said it was a mistake, but the people on the ship didn't believe that. They say it felt like a real attack. And the craziest part? The U.S. never fought back. And the country that did it? It's Israel.
Yeah, it's just a backwards world, folks. Everything is the opposite of what they tell you. Your biggest allies end up being the only people who've ever attacked the United States without retaliation. Trump, who is Make America Great Again, is actually making Israel great again. And it's become so obvious to so many people now. Everything is backwards, folks. You know, the Israelis telling people that Hamas use human shields, when really it's the Israelis who use human shields. That's the thing with Israel. I mean, every accusation is a confession, and Israel is firmly consolidating their power and working hard to bring about Theodore Herzl's Third World War, which will be the war of East against West, in which the Muslims and the Christians destroy each other. Because they want the whole world, that's the thing. There's a lot of speculation about this, you know. Is blaming the Jews a psyop? Is it really the Jesuits? And I'll get to that a little bit later in the video. But there's so many things going on, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. But everything is backwards. Everything is backwards. Electric vehicles that they're saying are going to solve the energy crisis, you know. Electric vehicles use so much energy to charge up, and these lithium batteries are so pollutive. It's like the wind farms. They say wind farms are going to solve the energy crisis and save the environment, but they don't talk about the wind farm blade graveyards that are appearing all over the place. These things are made of the most toxic materials. I mean, they wouldn't need to make them out of these toxic materials. They could just make them out of wood or steel or whatever. Recyclable, biodegradable plastic even. Make them out of hemp. There's all sorts of ways they could do this, but they don't. They make them out of incredibly toxic materials, and then they stack them in huge graveyard piles, and they take decades to break down, and they pollute all the environment around them. It's crazy. And they're so toxic, and the batteries are so flammable. There was a battery recycling plant caught fire the other day in Ayrshire, Scotland, and they can't put it out. It's just the way EV batteries burn. Yeah, EV batteries, they're just not good for you, folks. Not good for anything. Back here at the creek. This is what life's all about, folks. Yeah, like I said, everything is backwards. Everything that they tell you is backwards. When I showed you on the last report, the whole concept of the Wailing Wall, it's not the wall of King Solomon's temple. They're actually worshipping a Roman fortress, and they're worshipping the Star of Remphan, which is not the Star of David. There is no Star of David. It's not mentioned in the Bible at all. Star of Remphan is, it's attributed to Satan, or the Star of Moloch, whatever you want to call it. It's the same thing. But yeah, the whole procedure at the Wailing Wall, it's all backwards to what they tell you. Even Easter is backwards. I was showing you that the ceremonies they do at the Wailing Wall are basically a sexual ceremony. That's why they're doing the bowing and the thrusting with their groins, because it's a sexual ritual. And so's Easter. Like, Christ was actually resurrected on the Passover, which is about a week ago. It's not Easter, it's the wrong date. They've just co-opted it and they've led people down the wrong path to get people to perform in a satanic ritual.
Do you realize that bunnies and eggs have more to do with the Starbucks logo than Jesus? The spring holiday we call Easter is actually an ancient Babylonian, then pagan, sex and fertility celebration. See, the goddess of sex and fertility, known as Lilith or Inanna or Ishtar, has been known by a bunch of different names over the millennia. Ostara, Eostre, Columbia, and even Atargatis. And Atargatis is the first mermaid, and to show that she's the goddess of sex, the original Starbucks logo showed her with her legs spread. Next level. What else do we see? She's got a spiked crown and a five-pointed star. Spiked crown, five-pointed star, which is also Venus. Like Venus, the Roman goddess of sex and fertility. You seeing a theme here? Venus is also the morning star. Morning star, just like Lucifer is the morning star. And Lucifer, or Venus, is personified as a male figure bearing a torch. Venus is also known as the Eastern Star, East Star. So we've come a long way going from the bunny rabbits to the East Star. The question is, what do they have to do with Jesus? Nothing. Jesus of Nazareth died on the Passover. This is well documented historically, and the devil couldn't change what happened that day. So all he could do is change the narrative.
Yeah, it's all backwards, folks. Even Christ's birthday, it's not December 25th. There's a lot of speculation that it's actually in September, and some people have actually suggested that the actual birth date of Christ is September 11th. And that wouldn't surprise me at all if that was true, because there they've got the whole world mourning the great disaster that happened on September the 11th, when it's supposed to be a day of celebration for the Christians. They've turned into a day of mourning. They make everything backwards, folks. Very clever the way they do it. But it's all backwards. Look at this place, folks. Australia. It's a wonderful country. It's a beautiful area. It really is. But yeah, it's all backwards. And Trump's making it even more and more backwards. Apparently it's getting quite hard to get into the United States now as well. I mentioned, I think, on the last report or the one before, they're bringing up a lot of scrutiny at the border. People having their cell phones searched, their laptops searched. Very concerning. You know, they kind of get your whole life off your laptop or your cell phone. They get your bank details. It's just insidious what they do under the guise of protecting you from terrorism. And they're kind of doing exactly the opposite. But this seems to be an ongoing thing. And it's deeply concerning. EU staff members that are going to the United States have been given burner phones now, so they're not taking their whole life with them for scrutiny at the border when they arrive. Pretty crazy. Trump's deporting everybody that he can, still continuing with his tariff wars. He's put a 245% tariff on China. And meanwhile, he's backed off tariffs on electronic goods like processors, semiconductors, smartphones, solar cells, flat panel TVs. No tariffs on these things because they actually need them for their surveillance state. But 245% tariffs on everything else. So they're not really destroying corporatism or large businesses. They're just wiping out small businesses in China who are having to deal with all these tariffs and things. It's all part of the plan, folks. It's all the same thing. And he's really, really, really pushing war with Iran. Just making ridiculous ultimatums on Iran. Now, you can't have nuclear weapons. You can't have any nuclear facilities. There's no indication that they actually are trying to produce nuclear weapons. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu's been saying that they are for years. But everything that man says is a lie. So how do you know what's really going on there? Now, Benjamin Netanyahu's been trying to get America to go to war with Iran for decades. And it looks like Trump's going to capitulate, and he's going to do that.
Breaking news. Iran rejects U.S. demands and threatens strikes on Tel Aviv, U.S. bases across the Middle East. Iran has officially rejected all new U.S. demands for a nuclear deal, including ending its missile program, sparking fears of a new escalation in the Middle East. Tehran has called the demands beyond nuclear and non-negotiable, according to recent statements. The U.S. had pushed for Iran to end its missile development and regional operations in exchange for a new deal. In response, Iran warned that if attacked, it would strike Tel Aviv with missiles. Iran also threatened to target U.S. military bases in all Gulf countries and Turkey, where over 60,000 U.S. soldiers are stationed. Iranian officials have refused direct talks with the U.S., insisting on indirect negotiations through mediators like Oman. Amid rising tensions, both nations appear unwilling to compromise. Washington has threatened military action if Tehran refuses to accept a deal. Meanwhile, regional stability remains at risk as the possibility of conflict escalates. The world now watches as this standoff unfolds between two powerful rivals, with missiles, diplomacy, and war plans all on the table.
Which is kind of freaky. Iran said, hey, look, we'll not possess any nuclear weapons. In fact, we will push for a nuclear-free Middle East, which means Israel needs to disclose what nuclear weapons they've got. Of course, Israel totally arced up at that, called it terrorism and a threat against their sovereignty and all sorts of bullshit. And they're not going to disclose what nuclear weapons they've got. And they're the ones that have destroyed the Muslim world anyway. I mean, people say, why are there so many Muslims coming to Europe? Well, it's because all American leaders and all people of influence are all supporting the state of Israel, and they have worked very, very hard to destroy the Middle East. I mean, when you look at the cities that the United States has gone into to free the people from terrorists, that's what they say. They're all destroyed. They're all completely destroyed, all of these places. And you look at Tel Aviv, and it's fine. Nothing wrong with Tel Aviv at all. Because there's a double standard with everything, folks. Double standard with everything. But of course, you can't talk about that because there's no free speech allowed in the United States anymore. In fact, Trump is saying if you criticize Israel, you will get deported. It's just not going to be tolerated because Trump's entire government are now Israelis. This is what Benjamin Netanyahu said recently, that we are now in possession of a superpower. Not that they've got nuclear weapons. He wasn't saying they're in possession of hardcore weapons or anything like that. He's saying we now possess a superpower because the entire Trump administration is Jewish. Trump himself converted to Judaism in 2017. So it's been taken over. The United States has basically been taken over, folks. And it just continues the backwards nature of everything. It is, it's also backwards. I've said to people many times, the Saudi family even, this is a Jewish family. They actually have ancestral ties that go back to Jews years ago. I mean, look at Saudi Arabia now. Saudi Arabia was created to great Wahhabism and Islamic extremism. You know, all the hands being cut off and women being beaten and all this sort of stuff. This is all Saudi Arabian stuff. And the rest of the Muslim world gets blamed for it, but it's all Saudis. And now look what's going on in Saudi Arabia. Broken down all that shit. Women are walking around in bikinis. You know, it's sort of become fully Western because the whole thing was a psyop. Distraction. Incredible how it works, but that's how it works. It's all backwards, folks. Everything is backwards. Everything is backwards. Even the reporting of everything is backwards, and it always has been. And we've seen that with this whole Gaza war, which isn't a war, it's a genocide. But we've seen the lack of reporting, the lack of remorse or even respect for life. I mean, we hear Western governments screaming out about human rights and save the children and all that sort of shit. What about the children in Gaza, the children in Palestine? You look at some of the food lineups, because all aid's been cut off to Gaza. They're starving them out. There's areas of Gaza that have now reached level 5 starvation levels, which is the highest level. People are literally dying of starvation in Gaza. I actually spoke to my friend Nadal the other day. He's in a pretty horrendous sort of a situation. In the bombed out ruins of his house, he can't afford to buy flour because it's so expensive. And they've cut off all aid, but you look at the food lines in Gaza, it's mostly children. You're not seeing a lot of adults in these food lines anymore. You're seeing adults sort of serving the food and trying to get the food out to them, but mostly it's children in these lines there to collect food because these children don't have any parents anymore. Gaza has basically become a giant orphanage, folks. It's, I've said to you many times, 75% of the population is under the age of 17 or younger. And it's more than that now. I mean, it's even less than that now. The age is getting younger and younger and younger as they kill more people. It's basically an orphanage, and Israel is just still bombing this orphanage, sending shells into neighborhoods the other day saying, "How's your morning?" and just launching shells there into Rafah. They've destroyed Rafah, folks. It's just been obliterated. And nobody seems to care.
בוקר טוב תושבי רפיח. חטיבת גבעתי דואגת לנקות לכם את הבתים. אך, איזה בתים נקיים יהיה לכם לכבוד פסח. הנה, נעשה לכם חג כשר ושמח, תושבי רפיח הלא כל כך נחמדים. הנה הים שלכם מפה, ובעצם הים שלנו, מפה אתם יוצאים החוצה. Indonesia, זה נראה לי מתאים. חג שמח שיהיה לכם.
And everyone was irate that Russia bombed a church or bombed a Christian gathering in some place in Ukraine on Palm Sunday. Outrage all over X. Politicians, so many people, hundreds and hundreds of posts screaming out, how dare they bomb a Christian gathering on Palm Sunday, a holy day. Who launches an attack on peaceful civilians on a holy day? And saying Russia is a demon and Putin's a demon and all that sort of stuff. No mention that Israel also bombed the Baptist hospital in Gaza, the last functioning hospital in Gaza, and also bombed a church on Palm Sunday. Not one mention of that. Not one mention of the children suffering in Gaza. Not one mention of any of this. You know, all these politicians screaming out about human rights. Honestly, they don't give a shit. It's all political footballs to them. Whatever they can use to push their agenda, that's all they're interested in doing, folks. And they want the world to be outraged. See, it's all been contrived. The whole thing has been contrived. This entire world situation has been contrived. All about this war between East and West that they've always wanted, all about getting the Muslims and the Christians to wipe each other out. It's always been the plan, folks. You know, depopulate the area in Ukraine. They're talking about bringing in a robot army in Ukraine now, saying it will save lives. Armies don't save lives, they take lives. And what are we going to have? Two robot armies fighting against each other? Well, where's that going to go? What's the point of that? Spend millions of dollars on technology so we can go and play war games with it. It's fucking demented, folks. These people are absolutely demented. Trump's talking about an iron dome for the United States as well. He's really working at isolationism. You know, that's what all the tariffs are about. That's what all the border security is about. Bringing in biometrics on all the borders as well to keep you safe, of course. Stop the fentanyl coming into the United States or some bullshit. No, folks, it's all about surveillance. It's all about control. And talking about war with China. China's the big threat. China's never been a threat. China's actually talking about backing Iran. I mean, if the United States does decide to go to war with Iran, then China's going to step in and back them. They're actually getting all their military ready now. The whole thing's been contrived. It's all planned to happen, and everyone's playing their part of the game. And what it's about is depopulation.
Breaking news. China stands with Iran, slams U.S. sanctions in nuclear row, urges diplomacy, warns bullying will fail. Will tensions escalate? China has voiced strong support for Iran in the ongoing nuclear standoff, criticizing the U.S. for its pressure tactics and sanctions. Beijing argues that the U.S.'s approach, which it labels as bullying, is counterproductive and unlikely to yield results. Instead, China urges the U.S. to abandon sanctions, recommit to diplomacy, and adhere to the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, the nuclear deal from which the U.S. withdrew in 2018. The JCPOA aimed to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief, but its collapse has fueled tensions. China's stance reflects its broader opposition to unilateral U.S. actions and its push for multilateral solutions. By backing Iran, Beijing is also signaling its strategic alignment with Tehran amid its own rivalry with Washington. This development complicates efforts to revive the nuclear deal as global powers remain divided. The situation risks further escalation if diplomatic efforts stall, with potential implications for regional stability and global energy markets.
But they don't want the people in the United States to really know the truth about China. They want people in the United States to know how advanced China is. It's far more advanced than the United States. It's got far more people. It's got a bigger army. It's got better technology. And the cities are actually clean and beautiful. It doesn't have a lot of things the United States does have, such as junkies on the street and piles of rubbish everywhere. But it's doing pretty well. And the people don't want you to know that. The American government doesn't want the American people to know what it's actually like in China. Said, folks, everything is backwards. It's all backwards, and it always has been. Even reporting now, like I said, there's no objective reporting on what's actually going on in Palestine. And there was an Israeli spokesperson who condemned media for objective reporting. He said objective reporting is irresponsible, because if you report the situation in Palestine and Israel objectively, it favors Hamas.
If the international media is objective, it serves Hamas. If it just shows both sides, it serves Hamas. My argument is that the media can't just claim to bring both sides of the story. If you do that, you are only bringing one, Hamas' side. That's cowardly, and it's lazy. It's an insult to the victims, including the Palestinian victims. It's also an insult to the core idea of what journalism is. Believe me, I know. I was a journalist for 31 years.
I mean, what does that tell you, folks? That objective reporting favors Hamas. they're kind of admitting that they're doing the wrong thing, and if you look at it objectively, you're going to realize that, and you're going to be reporting the truth, which is going to be damaging to the Israeli cause. And of course, that's anti-Semitic. Incredible, folks. Incredible. And they just get away with this shit. Their hubris knows no bounds, folks, because they believe they've won. You know, they really believe that they have done everything they needed to do to kickstart this Third World War. Trump's going to make sure it happens. And when that does happen, well, they've won. That's the plan. You know, and the fact that they've got away with what they're doing in Gaza is unconscionable. I mean, they've literally bombed the shit out of the place. Now, Rafah is almost completely destroyed. So is northern Gaza. That's where my friend Nadal is. He's in northern Gaza. And it's a very dangerous area for him to be in. But that's where his home is, and so that's where he is, or what's left of his home. There's not much left of it. He's kind of living in a pile of rubble at the moment. But they've dropped so many bombs on Gaza. I mean, you look at this map, every single red dot on this map is a bomb that has been dropped on the Gaza Strip. It's absolutely insane that this is happening and people haven't said anything about it. And they're just attacking still. They're attacking Gaza, they're attacking West Bank. They actually attacked a school the other day in West Bank. Little kids, 5-6-year-old kids, running terrified from this school as the Israeli soldiers arrived and attacked the school. I mean, what's that all about, folks? Well, they're attacking Hamas. Are they searching for Hamas in this school in West Bank where there is no Hamas? Unbelievable. And they just get away with it. It's genocide, folks. They're genociding all of Palestine because they plan to steal the entire country. That's always been the plan. That was their plan when they first moved there in 1948. And it's been the plan ever since, and it's been an ongoing thing. You know, there's so much distraction and so much stuff to keep you really looking at. A lot of what Trump's doing is distraction. I mean, that's why they made the U.S. so convoluted and so bad with all this LGBTQ stuff and so much corruption and all this shit. They let it all happen so that then Trump could come along and fix it and he could be seen as the savior. And he's signing executive order after executive order, just, you know, rapid fire of executive orders. And it really looks like he's doing something, but a lot of it is distraction for everything that's going on beneath the surface. The genocide of Gaza, the Israeli takeover of the world. They're preparing for war right across Europe as well. You know, so you're going to have China, Russia and Iran. And Europe has just been completely ruined anyway. It's been overrun with migrants, which is all part of the plan. So that's why they bombed so many Muslim countries. And they created Saudi Arabia to create Muslim extremism, and then they portrayed this to the world. And so now people blame Muslims for everything when it was Jews who did it all. They did 9/11, they did the whole thing. They are responsible for the migrant invasion into Europe, the Kalergi plan. I've been talking about this to you for like 10 years now, saying, you know, look at the migrant influx and read the Kalergi plan, and there it is. And it's really crazy the way they've done it. And there's so many distractions with all of it. Jeff Bezos' rocket launch. Did you see that? I mean, the video of the rocket launch, does this look real to you?
Liftoff. New Shepard has cleared the tower.
Thank you.
I mean, that looks so fake. I mean, I think they should have spent more money on scene production for that video, because it doesn't look right. And why? You got these five women who are the crew. Well, no, they're not crew, they're passengers. They weren't actually doing anything and driving the spacecraft. They've had no astronaut training or anything like that. So they weren't crew. Bunch of models and celebrities that they get in there just for the photo op. And why does the rocket look like a giant dildo? Looks like a giant cock flying into the sky with tiny little balls. It's bizarre. And then when it landed, the capsule landed, there's no re-entry burns or anything on the capsule. It just comes down perfectly fine. And there's a video that's going around. You actually see them open the door from the inside. When it's supposed to be a pressurized capsule, they open the door from the inside before they go, oh no, quick, we made a mistake, close that door. And then they come along with a handle and open the pressurized door from the outside, the way it's supposed to happen.
You know, what's going to come out of her mouth, but really her heart.
Is that Jeff Bezos out there right by the capsule? Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to see.
That is.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here goes Jeff Bezos to open the hatch.
And then the girls get out. Kate Perry kisses the ground like it's so good to get back to Earth after, what, an 11-minute journey in lower Earth orbit? So we're led to believe or told. And it just seems so incredibly fake, folks. But again, it's just distraction. But why did they shape the rocket like a giant dildo? I mean, what's that all about? Someone commented that these women will be known as the world's first coxtronauts. I thought that was quite fitting. And there's been some great memes come out about it, some great little short videos that have come out about it.
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar. What is it, son?
I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, where?
Wait. That's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Private! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
Wang! Pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson!
Yes, sir?
Get on the horn to British intelligence and let them know about this.
It just seems so fake. And again, it's all distraction from what's going on, all to cover up what Trump's doing. You know, people will believe all this shit because people are just addicted to technology. They always have been. They can't travel anywhere without their smartphone. It's like it's growing on their wrist. And, just incredible stuff. Like, what an incredible time to be alive, eh? Just witnessing all this shit. But it's kind of interesting how much they're closing down the borders on the United States and how difficult they're making it for everybody. No citizenship for people who criticize Israel. And they probably won't even let you into the country if you criticize Israel. It's remarkable, folks. So say goodbye to the First Amendment in the United States, which is what the country is founded on. I mean, without free speech, you don't really have the United States, because that's what it was all founded on. The First Amendment and the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment will be the next one to go after the First Amendment, which is virtually gone now. Deporting people because they criticize genocide, saying they're pro-Hamas. They're not pro-Hamas, they're just anti-genocide. So the First Amendment, forget about that. You can't say anything that the government doesn't like anymore. And you can't blame the Jews for anything. And personally, I don't think Israel will survive what's happening, folks. I really don't. And a lot of people feel the same way. They're saying Israel has basically signed its own suicide note by doing what it's done to Gaza.
People in Gaza need to know that it's the beginning of the end of the Zionist state.
Okay.
The Zionist state will not survive. To stay in the same place, they have to kill and kill and kill. That's the only thing they know how to do. And that's not a surviving strategy. Mm-hmm. And that's not a winning PR strategy for the world. And the more people who wake up, and certainly tens of millions of more people have woken up to the truth, to the barbaric nature of what Zionism is and what Israel really represents, there's no going back for them. So for decades, pro-Palestine advocates have been on the defense to explain why defense of Palestine, why advocacy for Palestinian liberation is not anti-Semitic, why criticizing Israel is not anti-Semitic. That is no longer the case. Zionists are on the defense now, explaining why they support apartheid and genocide. They're no longer going to be allowed in the same spaces as progressives. The whole idea of progressive except for Palestine is no longer real. You are no longer going to be seen as progressive or liberal if you are Zionist. It is a racist, colonial, genocidal ideology, and it has been exposed. And at this point, anyone with a shred of humanity is on the side of Palestinians. And that's the hope we have to hang our hats on. That's the hope that we have to keep striving for. And that's what gives me optimism. Because I see the truth. I see the world waking up. I see the mass movements in the streets. Apartheid can't stand. We can't justify apartheid.
Yeah.
And we can't justify genocide. And those crimes need to be held accountable and they need to be stopped. And Israel going, you know, Israel has put itself on the defense for its whole existence. I mean, that's why it survived and thrived, because it's inverted reality. It's flipped reality on its head, and it's invested tens of billions of dollars into controlling the narrative in the West. But we see Palestinians dictating their own reality for the first time with social media. And those lies don't hold anymore, because we see the truth. Just unfettered truth. You just open your phones and you see.
Yeah, and I totally agree with what she said then. And it is important for the people of Palestine to know this, that Israel is not going to survive. I think Palestine will. I mean, it's pretty bad what's going on there, but I think it will survive because of the resilience of the Palestinian people. This little display someone's put on the tree here, folks. It's kind of creative, isn't it? Bunch of flowers and sunflowers. Must have been some sort of a party out here, maybe. Incredible. There's a little note on a rock down here as well. A little solar panel. That's kind of crazy. There's a solar panel and notes and all this sort of stuff down here. I don't know what's going on there. But, interesting. Flowers, little solar panel, so obviously some little light comes on or something. A little fairy there. It looks like a shrine to somebody. Maybe somebody died here or something. I don't know. It's interesting that this would just be here in the park like this. Very, very strange. Yeah, but it's important that the people of Palestine know that Israel will not survive this, and they're just going hell for leather. I know people think I dwell on Israel too much, but Israel's taking over the world, folks, and it's genociding the people of Palestine. The other day, I mean, I spoke to you about the 15 paramedics that they murdered, all chest and headshots, buried some of them alive as well, then buried their ambulances with them, tried to cover up the crime, and then when they got caught out for it, they said, oh, it was a mistake. Oh, you just mistakenly shot these guys in the head and the chest and executed them, and just mistakenly buried their ambulances and tried to cover up the crime. It was all a mistake. Sure it was. They blew up three engineers the other day who were working to fix a broken water pipe in Gaza, because there's fuck all water getting in there. But there were three engineers up on a hill digging up this water pipe so they could repair the broken pipe. Israel blew them up, said it was terrorists planting a bomb, digging a hole to plant a bomb. Well, for a start, why would they be digging a hole to plant a bomb outside Gaza City on a hill? What? Why would they be doing that? No, it was three engineers and they were trying to repair a water pipe and Israel blew them up because that's what Israel does. Same as that's why Israel attacks schools. That's why Israel blows up graveyards. That's why Israel just lobs rockets into random civilian areas, blows up tents. People sheltering in tents are being burned alive because Israel is just bombing tent cities now, shooting every single thing that moves, because that's what Israel does under the guise of removing Hamas from power. It's an absolute fucking joke, folks. Absolute joke. It really is. And what they do to the prisoners, they just torment and terrorize these prisoners. They got one prisoner, they carved a star of Ramfan in his head so that he's got that, his hair will never grow back on those spots, and he's got this satanic symbol carved into the top of his head because that's just the way Israel treats prisoners. And they scream about their hostages, their poor hostages. Oh my God, Hamas is still holding hostages and they're rejecting ceasefire deals. Well, for a start, they're not ceasefire deals. Israel's saying it'll stop firing and it will allow some aid in for the next couple of weeks while they release all the hostages, but then you've got to disarm completely and leave or we'll start fighting again. That's not a ceasefire deal. That's an ultimatum. You give up completely and leave and we'll stop attacking you. And they're wondering why it gets rejected. Well, for a start, there's no leader in there to make any deal with. There's no leader of Hamas anymore. They've killed just about everybody. What you've got there is a population mainly of children. Hardly even any medics left because they've killed them all. So many children in Gaza are suffering. I've seen reports that there are 10 amputations an hour of children losing limbs happening in Gaza. Most of these amputations are taking place without medical help, without anesthetic, without any painkillers, without any medicines to stop infection or anything, because Israel has stopped all of that getting into the country. This is an absolute abomination, this state, folks. It really is. And what it's doing is unconscionable. It's disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. I've got a fly here on the camera. It's like March flies coming out, folks. Look, it is March, isn't it? April. So yeah, be a few March flies around now. You ever seen March flies? I don't know whether you get them in the United States. Kind of big flies, they look like blowflies and they kind of bite you. Interesting. We have them here in Australia. Bit of a family up there enjoying the park. So yeah, no aid for 4 weeks in Gaza. And it's just insane what's happening. And people, yeah, I mean, people wonder why I talk about it so much. Well, it's important, folks. It really is. But hey, I'm not going to talk about it too much more, and that's actually probably about all I've got to say on this report, just a short report to let you know that I'm still alive and everything's good. Actually, a report's been posted all over BitChute that I'm dead. I was shot by the police. This is a guy called PK Truth, does this sort of stuff all the time. So it's really PK Lies. And he does this sort of stuff all the time. But to quote Mark Twain, the talk of my death has been greatly exaggerated. So, yeah, there is no death, folks, I'm fine. Everything is good. So I'll go for one more little walk up through here before I go. Through the scrubby area. See what we can come up with. It is beautiful, isn't it? This whole area is quite beautiful. So I'd come here and show you some of this stuff. I figured you'd enjoy it. A little bushy, a little scrubby, but it's nice. No giant dogs today, folks. It was actually cool having that dog come and say hello the other day. Really nice dog. But yeah, people do get annoyed that I talk about what Israel is doing so much, but like I said before, there's a genocide going on in Gaza, and if you're not talking about it, well, you're complicit. You know, it's kind of a litmus test for the whole truth community, this genocide. If you're not putting some focus on it, then you're complicit, and it's really exposed a lot of people who aren't prepared to talk about it. It's really shown people up for what they are. You know, a lot of people do this because they want to set themselves up as gurus or leaders or, you know, heads of some movement and start teaching people yoga or whatever, you know. Like, I don't do it for any of that. I don't do this because I want to be a guru. I don't do this because I want to be famous. I don't do it for any of those reasons. I do this because it needs to be done. I don't do this to make money. I don't have anything for sale. I don't have any subscriber sections. I do this because it needs to be done. And Gaza is a litmus test for truth, and it's a litmus test for integrity in people. And they intend to do this everywhere. Like I said, if you look at the Kalergi plant, the Israelis have infiltrated the United States government. They've convinced the United States government to wage war against the Muslim world for decades upon decades. This has caused the destruction of so many Muslim countries, and so they've flooded into Europe, they've flooded into America, into England, into places that they're not really comfortable with. And sure, there's all this talk about we hate America and we hate England. Well, it's because of what the West has done to their countries, but it's all been designed by Israel. And now Israel has basically come to the fore and said, yeah, look what we're going to do, and we can do this and we can get away with it. And a lot of it as well is to generate anti-Semitism. They want anti-Semitism because there's a criminal cabal of Jews. I mean, even if you look at the original government of Israel, there was no Semites in it. It was all Europeans. There was one Semite, I think he was a Palestinian. He was a Palestinian Jew. And this criminal mafia, whether you want to call them Khazars, Sabbatian Frankists, whatever the name is you want to give them, ultimately they are the fake Jews. They are the synagogue of Satan. That's what they are. And when you've said, and I've said for many years, you can't blame all the Jews. Well, you can't, because it is this mafia that has constructed this whole scenario. But they hide amongst the real Jews. And they want the real Jews to be hated. They want anti-Semitism because anti-Semitism helps them maintain their victim mentality. That's why I was always so hard on people coming onto my channel all the time and just posting, name the Jew, name the Jew, name the Jew. Jew, 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 Jew. All so many things about this all the time. And most of these people who did this are Jews because they want to promote anti-Semitism because it helps their cause. Anti-Semitism gets all of the actual Jews to align themselves with the criminal mafia because suddenly all the actual Jews get just as hated as the criminal mafia because they're not standing up against what Israel is doing. I mean, a lot of Jews are. But it gets to the point that you think, well, how can I trust any Jews anymore? How can I trust anyone who dares to call themselves a Jew or thinks to call themselves a Jew in the face of what Jews are doing in Gaza and what they're doing to the rest of the world and what their intentions are for Europe? Because they intend to destroy all of Europe. And they're really close to achieving that end. That's why their hubris knows no bounds, and they've come out into the open now. And a lot of people are saying, is this a psyop? Is anti-Semitism a psyop? Well, it is in a way, because the Jews want this. But they're saying there must be another hand behind this because the Jews are so visible now. Well, they've come out in the open because they believe they've won already. They don't think the world's going to push back. I mean, they now control the United States, the most powerful country on earth, or one of the most. It's got more military than anybody else. Why do you think it spends so much money on military? The United States has created so much war, so much destruction, taken so many lives, 500,000 Iraqi children, to try to get the government to overthrow Saddam Hussein, which never happened. Madeleine Albright said, oh, we think it's worth it, the price is worth it. It didn't achieve anything. It just achieved the murder of 500,000 children, and it turned more of the Muslim world against the United States, which was really the goal. And people will blame the United States for it. It's because the United States is controlled by Jews. People say, well, is it the Jesuits rather than the Jews? It's really the same thing. You go back to the Nicene Council and the formation of the Vatican and all this sort of stuff. It all came about by the same people, all for the same agenda. And I don't think people can really see that. I don't think they realize the extent of how intertwined all of this is. But this criminal mafia that controls Israel is about to destroy the world through this World War III that they've always wanted, because the ultimate goal is to have the Muslims and the Christians hate each other and kill each other. That's the goal. And they're very close to achieving that now. Now that they control the United States through Trump, Trump isn't there to make America great again. Trump is their trump card. They believe Trump is going to usher in their new Messiah, which they believe has already been born, is already active, and will come to power on, I think, October the 17th, 2027, I think the date is, where they are assuming this will all be done by. That's why they're ramping things up so quickly, because they want everything done by that date. So that gives them another 2 years, basically, 2.5 years, to get all this stuff in place that they want to get in place to achieve the end that they want to achieve. And when you realize that, I mean, the whole concept of is blaming the Jews a psyop, well, it is and it isn't. It is because a psyop is simply a psychological operation, and they want anti-Semitism to be prominent because that is going to bring more Jews to their cause, which is what they want to do. Now, this has been a really, really long-going plan, folks. This plan is like over 1,000 years old. And now they are at the end time where they're about to make it all happen, and their hubris just knows no bounds. They don't care if you know what they're doing now. They don't care if you see them anymore. They used to hide in the shadows, but they don't do that anymore. Now they're quite open about it. And that just shows how close they are to achieving their goal. You know what I would like to see in the so-called truth community, because like I said before, there's bugger all truth in it. I'd like to see people unite. Agree to disagree. Maybe you don't think it's the Jews, maybe you do. Maybe you think it's the Jesuits, maybe you don't. Maybe you think it's the Club of Rome, maybe you think it's the Freemasons. It doesn't matter. The ultimate thing is freedom. And even the fact that you've got to question who they are is because you can't see the truth, because you're not free enough to find out what the real truth is. I'm open to suggestion. I'm open to all aspects of this. Could be the Jews, could be the Jesuits, could be another force behind it, could be demons, could be the Nephilim, could be whatever. Earth could be round, Earth could be flat, Earth could be a hologram. I don't care. Because I realize that all these questions exist because we're not free. You know, I tried so much to unite the truth moonery. I tried so much to get people to put down their differences with each other. I see so much petty stuff. You know, someone does something you don't like, so you write an article on them or whatever, you know, such and such exposed or whatever, you know. Who's one of your peers? It's someone who's fighting the same battle you're fighting, and yet we go and attack each other. Sure, I mean, when you find out someone is completely on the other side, and there are members that are on the other side, actually working for the controlling hand in order to perpetuate division, but hey, just walk away from them. You know, but everybody else, I mean, put your differences down and realize that you're having these arguments with other people who are actually on the same team as you because you're not free enough to know what the real truth is. Let's address that, because we have a huge opportunity that we could do that with. How many people are really looking at things that way? Because that's the problem, folks. The problem is freedom. And that's what this is about. That's what this whole movement is about. That's the only thing it's about, and that's what it's always been about, is freedom. But these parasites that run Israel, they believe they've won. And like I said, it goes back for at least 1,000 years, probably longer, that this plan has taken for them to put into fruition, or come to fruition. They put it into motion a long time ago. Religious differences. That's why I think all religion is demented, folks. All religion, I mean, there's been so much war and death in the name of religion, it makes no sense whatsoever. But people still do it. Put all that down. You know, you all have a connection to the divine. You don't need religion or any type of book to get in the way of that. It's there for everybody. But people just can't see the forest for the trees. They want someone to blame. And like I said, all these people that used to come and say, Jew, 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 all over my channel, most of these are Israelis because they want to generate anti-Semitism. They want to make BitChute look like it's a anti-Jew platform, a hate platform. And a lot of them have helped bring this whole situation about, simply by their tunnel vision. Because even the people that we're blaming of Israel, they're not Jews, they're fake Jews. Again, I've been pissed off that there's, you know, people still call themselves Jews in the face of this, when this is what Israel is all about, this is what Judaism is all about, is the destruction of Amalek, which is basically the destruction of all non-Jews. I don't know why anyone would want to be part of a cult that has that objective in their teachings and has that doctrine in their teaching and has that goal. I don't know why anyone would want to be a part of that, so I'm kind of pretty disgusted with anyone who would choose to call themselves a Jew in the face of this. But they're doing such blatant criminal things. You know, what's the reason for it? I mean, and really blatant criminal things. You know, they're stealing olive trees in Palestine now as well. They're digging up olive trees in Gaza and West Bank and taking them and planting them in Israeli neighborhoods to make it seem like it's their olive trees and they've been there for hundreds of years and they're Jewish. No, they're not.
اليهود بيسرقوا هذا الشجر من القرى الفلسطينية وبيزرعوه بالمستوطنة عشان يثبتوا للعالم كله إنهم موجودين بالمنطقة من أكثر من 2000 سنة بهمك تعرف إن الشجرة هاي قيمتها بقيمة الأثار الموجودة إنها بتبين هويتنا العربية وتمسكنا بالأرض زي جذور هاي الشجرة.
No, they're not Jewish olive trees. These are just soldiers stealing olive trees. Partly because they want to claim them as their own, and partly because they know that they are sacred to the Palestinian people, who absolutely revere their olive trees. Some of these trees are generations old. Families have looked after them for hundreds and hundreds of years, which is one of the reasons the Israelis want to take them, because they want to take all culture, all memory, all childhood memories. Did you used to walk in this park when you were a child? Okay, well, we'll blow this park up so you have no childhood attachment to this place anymore, and all your childhood memories have been destroyed. It's how genocide works, folks. It's not just killing people. It's the destruction of identity. It's the destruction of memories, the destruction of anything that it means to be part of that community. That's what they're doing, folks. And it's It's insane, and it's incredibly cruel the way they've done it and the way they continue to do it. It's absolutely outrageously cruel. But that's what they get off on. Like I've said before, I mean, they could have gone in and just destroyed Gaza in a week if they wanted to, killed everybody within a week or two if they wanted to, but then it would have been an obvious genocide that the world would have called out. But most importantly, they would have lost the opportunity to torment and terrorize these people for the last 18 months the way they've been doing. They want to milk every single drop of emotion from them that they can. Burning children alive. There's an autistic child burned alive just yesterday or the day before. His special needs, he's autistic, he can't speak. Probably because he grew up with bombs falling all around him and grew up with terror all around him. And he can't speak. So he couldn't cry for help. He couldn't even scream while he was being burned alive. He just had to go through the experience. And this is what Israel does, and this is what Israel loves to do. So even if you want to blame the Jesuits and saying blaming the Jews is a psyop or whatever, what these people do is unconscionable. This is not the activity of humans. Human beings don't do this to other humans. The whole concept that, you know, you don't have to be Jewish to stand with Israel, you've just got to be someone who's pro-civilization. Well, civilized people don't do this sort of stuff. Civilized people don't do what the Israelis have done to Gaza. It should be a lesson for everybody. But there's no doubt that they've taken over the United States, and all of this war that Trump's pushing, he's pushing war with China. You don't put a 245% tariff on Chinese goods, except for the surveillance equipment you need, if you're not trying to push them into war. That's what they did with Japan in World War II. They put so many restrictions on Japan that Japan had no choice other than to attack Pearl Harbor and attack the United States. And the whole Pearl Harbor thing was completely contrived. America knew they were coming. It was all set up and designed to happen. And that's what they're doing to China now, is they're pushing them into conflict. They're going to strangle you until you fight back, and when you do, we're going to call you the aggressor. This is what Israel does to Gaza. It's what the United States is doing to China. It's what the United States is doing to Iran. It's a tried and true Israeli tactic. It's another reason why you know that Jews are now running the United States. It's been infiltrated and taken over from within. As I always said, it was going to have to happen. If you ever want to bring down the United States, it's got to be done from within. It's the only way you're going to get away with it. You're not going to be able to do it through any type of open war. And if you're going to have an open war, then you have to make it look like you were attacked so the people will defend American interests. And America's falling apart. Even Hollywood is falling apart. There's not a lot of film studios operating at the moment. Most of the stuff's blue screen and green screen now, the way they record things. It's all AI. You don't really need to have all those Hollywood studios there anymore. And it looks like a lot of them are going out of business. A lot of actors in Hollywood are going out of business and not getting any acting jobs. And Hollywood, in its known form, may soon cease to exist. And if you look at LA, I mean, LA is just a desert with a city on top. If Hollywood wasn't there, there'd be no real reason for LA to even exist, folks. I mean, most of the people in LA, like 60 to 70% of them, are affiliated with the movie industry in some way. Even if it's just running a snack cart or whatever, you know, making costumes, haberdashery, whatever. A lot of it depends on the film industry being there. And LA is it's not a very habitable place. There's no water there. They've got to pump all the water in from the Colorado River. It's dry. It's basically, like I said, a desert with a city on top. Recently, they burnt most of LA to the ground, which was very telling. So, interesting that the movie industry is going down and Hollywood seems to be failing. It's going to have repercussions for everything. America is changing, folks. America is very much changing. And it's going to have repercussions right around the country for everybody. It really is. Quite a family here enjoying themselves by the creek, folks. So I'll just maybe pause this while I go past them. Kids, beautiful stuff. It is a, it's a beautiful area, huh? It's a really beautiful area, folks. I do like to come out here sometimes and just check it out. A lot of beautiful areas on the Gold Coast where I live. It's kind of a unique place, the Gold Coast. And when you've got so much infrastructure here, so much city infrastructure. But the whole sort of Gold Coast strip is only really 4 or 5 miles wide. And once you get out of that 4 or 5 mile band, then you're in places like this, which is incredible, just beautiful. I love it. But yeah, crazy times, folks. Really, really crazy times. Like I said, I don't know how long I'm going to stay in Australia. I'm thinking that I want to get back to Mexico. Things are pretty nutty here. They've got an election coming up here. Not that that means much. But it's going to go the way they want it to go anyway. 1.4 million new voters in the election this year. Of course, all the high school leavers. But about 30% of that is migrants. And of course, they're all going to vote for the government that gives them the most handouts. And that will probably be the current government, because that's the government that brought them into the country. Of course, it all started with the COVID scamdemic. It doesn't matter, man. It's all a puppet show. It doesn't matter who you vote for. It doesn't matter which side you vote for. You end up with the same result. I mean, this is stuff that I said 60 years ago when I was in high school. Well, when I was in school 50 years ago. And I was telling people then the agenda and where the world's heading to 50 years ago. And here we are. And the agenda doesn't change. It doesn't matter who you vote for. The wars never stop. You never get tax relief. You never get anything rolled back. Things just get a little worse. Your new government comes in and they make new laws designed to milk more wealth from the people. And that's what they do. And that's what they've been doing for decades and centuries and ever since the invention of government. So it doesn't matter who you vote for. But yeah, elections coming up here. Lots of division, lots of tension, lots of left versus right, theatrical bullshit going on. And they're making it harder and harder to travel. I think by the end of the year, it's going to be extremely difficult to travel anywhere. So, yeah, I really don't know how long I want to stay here. And I think people really need to get where they want to be, where they think it's best for them to be, where they're going to be happiest. I really want to start thinking about doing that pretty quickly, folks. You know, I even question my own reasoning for coming back here when I did. But I wanted to see my son. I wanted to get a little bit of closure on my stuff, see my friends. I mean, I've been away from the place for 3.5 years. And that's the longest I've ever been away. I mean, I did stuff when I was younger, and I was like touring for 7.5 years, but I was always coming home periodically in amongst the tours. I mean, a lot of the touring was here in Australia. Some of it was overseas, but a lot of it was here in Australia. And I was always coming home periodically. And being away for 3.5 years, I was just getting a yearning to come back. And I really did want to see my son and try to tie up a few loose ends with things. So that's why I did it when I did it. I kind of expected things to get difficult while I was away, and was wondering when I did it whether I was going to be able to travel freely in order to leave. And that's becoming more and more debatable and more questionable as the days progress, folks. It really is. But yeah, I'll keep you posted on what I'm doing. And no, I'm not dead. I haven't been shot by the police. All this sort of bullshit that people post, folks, it's incredible. You know, divisionists, people trying to distract other people, and people trying to steal your donations. Most of this stuff is done because people are trying to steal my donations. I have so many people do that. 2 people in particular have opened up different GoFundMes and all sorts of stuff because, you know, I'm trapped somewhere and I need all my money to be sent to this guy and he'll send it to me. You know, all bullshit sort of stuff like that. Again, I'm sorry for the people who contacted me wanting to use the Tesla machine. It is over 400 emails now, and I didn't realize I was going to get such an overwhelming response when I put that call out. So I haven't actually responded to pretty well any of them, because I don't know how to deal with that many people. I obviously can't have them come and visit where I'm staying. It's impractical. And I kind of wish I had never put that call out. So I really do apologize for that. You know, you want to help people. I mean, I want to help people. But sometimes you just don't realize how many people are going to respond to that offer. And, you know, I'm getting old, getting tired. And it becomes more difficult to help everybody. I mean, I can't save the world on my own, folks. But we could collectively save it. Non-compliance is how to do it all. All these soldiers being prepared for war. Don't go. Just don't go. Quit. Say no. If the politicians want to have a war, send the politicians. If Trump wants to go to war with Iran, Trump and Bibi Netanyahu want to go war with Iran, well, send the Trump administration and the entire Knesset. Give them all a hammer each. Put them on an island with the government of Russia and China and let them all have their war. We don't need to bomb civilian areas. We don't need to bomb civilians. We don't need to send young American kids off to die in one of Israel's wars, because all of these wars that have been fought since World War II, all the wars in the Middle East, all this stuff, are all Israel's wars. The United States is just doing everything it can to defend Israeli interests, and all Israel is interested in doing is taking over the entire world. Like I said, they're doing it now, and they're promoting anti-Semitism so much because they want you to be anti-Semitic. They want you to see things for what they are, because it benefits them for you to do so. And they want the Muslims and the Christians to kill each other. That's always been the plan. But anyway, yeah, I'll leave it there for now, folks. It's crazy, you know, the world is addicted to technology, addicted to their media, addicted to fear porn, too scared to ever operate on their own. They don't know how to do anything without first getting government permission to do it. It's crazy. It's really crazy what the world's become. You've got to wonder, you know, do we need a reset? Do we need to get rid of all these idiots and just start again? In many ways we do. But what is it that we're heading into is the question. And there's no doubt that this Jewish Khazarian mafia, these fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan, are the ones behind all of this. Even if you look at the formation of the Jesuits, I think it's all the same people, folks. I think everything is indelibly intertwined. And ultimately, what it's all about is depopulating the world and leaving a very small group of people in charge. They want the world for themselves, the whole world. They don't want anybody else to challenge their hegemony. They want it all for themselves. No one dare to question them. And they've got stuff on everybody. So that's why none of the politicians have stood up against this. You know, why is so many politicians supporting Israel? Well, all the American politicians are Israelis, dual Israeli citizens. But apart from the rest of the world, I mean, look at Macron. He's got his tranny wife. Look at Justin Trudeau. They've got dirt on all these people. I mean, Epstein. That's why they released Epstein stuff the way they did and let you know about all that. I mean, they never released a list of his clients, but they showed you what was going on, all this pedophile activity. This is all of them are doing it, folks, not just some of them, all of them. I mean, we saw, was it Keating, Paul Keating, the Australian Prime Minister of years ago, we saw Paul Keating's daughter coming out of Epstein's house. I mean, what the fuck is she doing there? And she can't have been going in there and not knowing what's going on, because like every room was full of young girls that guys would go there to have sex with. And they all got videoed. All of them. All these politicians are compromised, every single one of them. And if any of them speaks out about what Israel is doing, suddenly they get rape charges put on them and sex charges put on them and all sorts of crap like that. Because they've got dirt on all of them. That's why they made the whole Epstein thing so public, brought it to the public eye, so everyone's sort of watching it. And it's kind of a, it shows the public what's going on, but it's also a warning to the politicians that, hey, we've got all this data now, and we're going to associate you with Jeffrey Epstein, and we're going to expose you if you stand against us. All part of the same psyop, folks, all leading towards the same direction. That's why you've got no politicians speaking out about this. No one's condemning what Israel is doing in Gaza, because they are all complicit in child sexual activities and rape and pedophilia. And they know that if they question Israel or stand against Israel in any way, all this stuff is going to come out. It's all going to be released to the public. That's going to destroy their careers. They're not going to be able to go outside. They're not going to be able to get away with anything. Like Dan Andrews can't get away with anything here in Australia now. He can't go into any restaurant. He can't go into any hotel or bar. He might have millions of dollars, but he can't go out and socialise with anyone because the entire state hates him. He even started leaving Melbourne and going out and visiting country hotels, and they feel the same way. They all kick him out as well. So having millions of dollars doesn't really mean anything if you can't spend it anywhere, because nobody wants to know you because everyone thinks you're an arsehole. You know, and he's one of the most famous politicians in the world now, Dan Andrews. Everybody knows him as the tyrant of Melbourne, the tyrant of Victoria, little Danny Hunchback, who did so many things against his people, the most brutal lockdown in the entire world over a fake scandemic. He can't go outside. So what is the benefit of being so corrupt? But that's all of them. They are all corrupt. They are all involved. So many people are involved in what Epstein was doing, and they've got dirt on all of them. That's why none of them speak out. Even the Arab world, they've probably got a lot of them as well. I mean, there's outrage in the Arab world. Why is the Arab world not standing up for what's going on in Gaza? It's an atrocity. It's a stain on history that will be remembered forevermore. How the Arab world actually turned their back on their Arab brothers and sisters and allowed this genocide to happen. It's literally a stain on history, folks. And with all of this going on, I mean, it's set to explode soon. The lid's just going to blow off the kettle, folks. And you want to be in the right spot when that happens. You want to be where you want to be. And you want to be kind of looked after and in a place where you feel you're going to get through it. I mean, that's if you want to get through it. You may just want to go down in flames with the rest of the puppet show, call it quits, and just allow the world to burn. Party while you're doing it, you know, the party at the end of the universe. Who knows what your goal is. But don't expect the world to ever go back to what it was prior to the scandemic. And not just because of the scandemic, because of all of this war, because of all this destruction, because of all this stuff that the state of Israel is doing. The infiltration into Western governments, all the stuff that's happened. I mean, none of it's going to go back to normal the way it was ever again, folks. It's time to prepare for that. But anyway, I'll just continue to come on and do these talks and do what I can to maybe help change things and provide a little bit of positive energy in the face of all this. Even though a lot of the stuff is really negative that I talk about, I mean, we knew this was going to happen. And I still see it as some form of light that's coming at the end of the tunnel. You know, whether it's the light of freedom or it's the light of an oncoming train is another question. But hey, you've got to look at it that way and try to find something positive in it anyway. So I'll continue to come and do this. I mean, I'll keep going until the wheels fall off, folks. I can't really bow out now as things are getting so interesting. But it's difficult as well because, you know, the original concept of even coming and doing these videos was to empower people and to try to prevent this type of situation from ever happening. And now we're kind of in the whirlpool, and it's just going to be, well, who comes out of the other side of the whirlpool and what comes out of the other side of the whirlpool? You know, if people don't realise that the only way out of this is non-compliance, well, what are we going to do? And that really is the only way out, folks. You know, it's people's belief in authority that is the problem. People's belief in the propaganda that's given to them by the news, the reason they need to hate all these other people and go and bomb all these other countries. You know, the reason the West is overrun with migrants because like I said, we've destroyed, or we, but the government has destroyed, Israeli controlled governments have destroyed Muslim countries to the point of, I mean, look at Gaza, look at Lebanon, look at Syria, look at Sudan, look at everything these people have done. There's massive massacres going on in Sudan as well. Nobody really talks about that. I guess because they're not a walled-in population like Gaza. See, that's what makes Gaza so significant, is the fact that they've got this huge wall around it. It's open apartheid. And it's like shooting fish in a barrel, and you're just shooting children. There is no army. There is no war going on in Gaza. It's simply a genocide. Shooting fish in a barrel, walled-in population. You don't give them anything. Don't allow them water. Don't allow them food. Don't allow them anything. Israel has committed so many war crimes. Nobody's saying shit about it. You know, if you criticize Israeli war crimes, suddenly you're seen as being a pro-Hamas terrorist. You know, if you criticize Israeli terrorism, you're seen as a terrorist. That's how backward things have become, folks. So, yeah, I mean, in the face of that, it's difficult to come on and try to empower people anymore. All I can say is do the work on yourself. Do the meditation. Do the soul searching. Find what your true meaning in life is. You came here to grow your soul. You came here to be the best version of yourself you can possibly be. And the reason the world has gotten so messed up and destructive and convoluted, and it's become virtually a hell on earth, is because people aren't being the best version of themselves. They're just going along with what government says, following the laws of the state rather than the laws of God. And we've gone through that before many times as well. I mean, that's the whole concept of what Israel is supposed to be. An Israelite is someone who follows the law of God, whereas a goyim, which was known as a nation, there was no goyim, it was nations, are people who follow the law of the state. And that's the problem. People have left the path of righteousness, left the path of their connection to the divine, and they've chosen to follow the law of the state. And that's the problem. People are too scared to be themselves. And the best form of non-compliance is to be the best version of yourself that you possibly can. Don't take a backward step for legislation, which is anti-life. They call it law, but it's not law. There's only really one law, and that is do no harm. And all legislation does is cause harm, so I should sort of tell people. But it is difficult to come on and try to be empowering and try to be positive with people in the face of all this. So, you know, sometimes I wonder why I still do this. But then I get dozens of emails who say, yes, Max, you've got to keep doing it because we need you to keep doing it because you do empower us and you do inspire us. And that is inspiring for me as well. It's what keeps me going. The fact that people do get inspired from the talks, and they do get positive, and they do feel energized from the talks, and so that helps. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now. As I said, I think half an hour ago, I keep doing this, don't I? Again, thank you to all the people speaking out on the front line. Thank you to anybody out there trying to make a difference. It's important that we do, and it's important that we maintain this focus. Thank you to anybody who sends me kind emails and kind comments on the videos. The trolls, thank you as well, because you let me know that I'm on the right path. All the bots and shit that they send at my channel, it's just remarkable. But thank you to all you guys as well. I mean, thank you to everybody who's even involved, even if you're on the other side and you're trying to discourage me. All it does is encourage me, so thank you for that. As usual, thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. You guys are the only people that have kept this message going for the last 8 years, so thank you for that. I really do appreciate it, and you've been as much a role in this as me, because, you know, without you guys doing that, I wouldn't have been able to do this for so long. I wouldn't have been able to reach as many people as I've reached, and that's because of the people who've contributed and helped me out and kept this message going. So, you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. Again, I'm going to be speaking at Liverpool in September, if I can get there, if travel is still an option. And we're going to be doing Anarchapulco, I think, in February next year in Puerto Vallarta. And again, if you want to come to either of those events, then you'll find a link below, and you can use my name Egan as the coupon, get yourself a 10% discount. I do hope to see some of you there. Liverpulco was great last year. It was really good. It was only 3 days, not as long as an Acapulco, but it was really good. It was actually great to be in Europe and to see this type of a event happening in Europe. And it was just really cool. I mean, Patton is a really nice place. It was a really cool country area. Beautiful little town we were staying in. And it was just great. Look at this rock pool, folks. Beautiful, huh? Got that branch hanging down over there. Jump into the water and climb up and sit on the branch and swing. Well, it's kind of a vine. But beautiful area, folks. You can see why I miss Australia. It is really a nice place. See how high the floods have come. And you look at that wall over there, that dirt wall, and all this ground here. I mean, this is up to that bank there over there where those trees are. That's how high the water actually comes through here. This whole area, it goes underwater in times of heavy rainfall. And we've certainly seen that a lot lately. Sunny days at the moment, which is great. I'll come and do a video for you. Apparently it's going to be sunny for the next 4 days, which is amazing. It's been like 5 weeks, rain and rain and rain and rain. The 5 weeks, we've had like half a dozen sunny days in the whole time. It's been so frustrating, so depressing. You're just kind of there and you're cold and windy and rain, and you don't want to go outside, you don't want to do anything. And it just gets to you after a while. But it's a lot better now. So yeah, I'm out here doing a video for you. And like I said, I don't know how long I'm going to stay here. I love Australia, but now that I've kind of moved and been away for 3.5 years, in many ways I've kind of outgrown it. And which isn't to say anything bad about Australia. It just, when I was here, I was kind of in my comfort zone. I was in that shed that I was in for like 8 years, and it was kind of my little bubble. Before that, music was my little bubble. I'm actually doing more music now in Mexico than I have been here. I was actually playing quite a bit when I was in Mexico, and I was totally enjoying it. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting back and seeing my friends over there and playing some more guitar. I'm going to have an operation on my nose when I'm over there too, folks. I'm going to get this rosacea cut off my nose. It would be nice to have my actual nose back. I'm not going to get a nose job and get some, you know, fancy aquiline Hollywood looking nose. I just want my nose back, so I'm going to do that once I get back to Mexico as well, which will be interesting. I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm looking forward to it being done. I'm not looking forward to having the operation. I'm not looking forward to the weeks of pain after it, but I'm looking forward to having my own nose back, so that's something that I plan to do as well. And then just, I don't know, throw myself to the wind, see how far I can ride it, and see where it takes me. I mean, who knows? Yeah. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. As I've said, people are addicted to technology, and they need to get away from that. And in that spirit, I'm going to include a song by Kim Senior here at the end of the video, which I think is a pretty great song. And it kind of encapsulates that feeling with it. I'm not sure what the song's called. Can't remember offhand, unfortunately. But so I'm going to leave you with that. And it's been a pleasure to come and talk to you. It always is. And I will look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take very good care until that time comes, which hopefully won't be too long if we continue to have some sunny days. Maybe it will be within the next few days. Who knows? If it starts raining again, well, who knows? I mean, it's Easter Friday tomorrow, so it's probably going to be pretty hectic over the weekend, but we'll just see how that goes. But I will get back to you as soon as I'm able, folks. Thank you for joining me on this report today. I look forward to speaking to you as soon as I'm able. Please take very good care until then. In La Cache.
You have your flat screen TV and your iPhone 16. Apple AirPods in each ear, but this is gonna cost you dear. Stop following overpaid celebrities. Think for yourself if you wanna be free. We need to stop wars and poverty and buying things that we don't need. Look up from your devices. See the world and its vices. Notice the trails covering the sky. Wake up, or the end is nigh. The government is not your friend. Control is all that they intend. Having you working from 9 to 5, just so that you can remain alive. Together we can change the world. A better future can be unfurled. Stand up and learn to say no. This is the only way to go. Look up from your devices. See the world and its vices. Notice the trails covering the sky. Wake up, or the end is nigh. The government is not your friend. Control is all that they intend. Having you working from 9 to 5, just so that you can remain alive. The government is not. A better future.